Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Bible Storyland. Today is June the 18th, 2011. We are so glad you could join us this morning. This is the day Father God has made, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We will love you, O Lord, our strength. Lord, you are our rock and our fortress and our deliverer, our God, our strength, in whom we will trust, our buckler and the horn of our salvation and our high tower. We will call upon the Lord. You are worthy to be praised. So shall we be saved from our enemies. The heavens declare your glory, O God, and the firmament showeth your handiwork. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. His name is mighty. His name is everlasting. His name is forevermore. He honors his word above his name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all the nations and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto you, O Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in the heaven and in the earth? We love you, O Lord, because you have heard our cries and the voice of our supplications, because you have inclined your ear unto us. We call upon you as long as we live. We praise you, O Lord. All the nations praise you. All the people praise you. For your mercy, your kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endureth. The truth of the Lord endureth forevermore. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. You know, it's difficult to praise God when we are heavy burdened with the cares of this world. So let us release those cares upon Father God right now in the name of Jesus. His yoke is easy. His burdens are light. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning to thank you for being our Father and our friend. We thank you for always being available for us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We come today, Father God, to cast every care that we have upon you, the care of our children, the care of our entire family, the cares of this world, how to provide for our families, how to take care on our jobs, our job concerns. Every heavy burden we are trying to carry, we're laying them on you, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to do so and taking care of us all of our concerns, O God. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing this morning. Have your way on Bible Storyland, Father God. We adore you. We honor your presence this morning. Father God, we can't do anything without you. We can't move. We can't breathe. We can't think. We can't do anything without you. So have your way today. We honor your presence. We thank you. We give you glory and honor this morning because you are truly the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. So we thank you for your presence this morning. This morning we have a great woman of God, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. And we just thank God for you this morning, Karen. How you feeling?
I am doing wonderful, and I'm going to do a song called This is the Day the Lord Hath Made.
Amen. All right. We're listening.
Make that stop. It's running down. And I better watch.
Well, that's already down.
I did that.
I'm sorry. Are you okay? Someone's speaking.
See right there? Did Eli's up under there?
Yeah.
Wherever you want it to be at. That's where, how many minutes are we going?
Well,
hello? Hello? Karen, you could go ahead and play.
Hello?
They're going to stop in a minute.
Okay.
Karen?
Yes.
You can play.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, we're here. Can you go ahead and play?
Oh, okay, I'll do it some more.
Rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say rejoice. Oh, we're happy about it this morning. We're grateful that Father God joins us every time we come on Bible Story Land. He blesses us with his presence. We are so blessed and highly favored. This morning we have a great man of God from Cincinnati, Ohio, Brother Eddie Williams. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing fine this morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, you ready to bless us with song this morning?
Yes, I'm going to try with the help of the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed assurance, I'm going to sing. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, ring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Praise his name. Glory, glory.
Amen, amen. Blessed assurance. And we are, I tell you what, we are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We have his assurance.
Yes.
All is well, all is well, all is well. So we are rejoicing in the Lord as we always do. You know, he created us in his mighty image. He didn't have to do it. He didn't create the trees in his image. He created us. So we are special to Father God. He loves us. He created the whole world for us to live in, and he gives us every day our daily bread. He loads us up with that benefits every day. You know, he's our shepherd, and we shall not want. He is so good to us, better to us than we can even think or imagine. So today, Father God, we're giving you all the glory, all the praise, and thanking you. You know, his word says that when we have eaten and are full, when we have the land, the houses, the cars, and everything, don't forget to thank him. You know how we do. We just hustle and bustle every day, driving down the street, hurrying to get in the car, rushing to get to work, rushing to do this, rushing to do that. And in the meantime, we forget about Father God. So he reminds us in his word, don't forget about him. You know how we are. We get so many things. We want more things, and then we want more things. And then we forget about God because we're trying to get more things. And that's not what's important. The most important thing is to give honor to God, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and then to love each other like we love ourselves. You know how you're driving down the street? Somebody want to get in front of you, you rush in front of them. Allow people. Be kind and courteous to each other. You know, Father God is kind and courteous to us. And if we're striving to be more like him, we're going to have to show our light when we're out in the street, when we're out and about, when we're in the shopping center, and it's only one left, maybe one pineapple left, and somebody going to get it. Let them have it. God will give you more. Don't worry about it. So, Father, we just love and adore you. We're rejoicing today that you are so great and that you chose us to be your very elect children. So we're thanking you this morning. We're so grateful this morning to have Apostle Clark on. Apostle, you want to just give us a short little prayer this morning, and we're going to do some other things, and then we're going to have you speak.
Yes, ma'am. And Father God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up in Jesus' name. And I thank you for your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke and every assignment of the enemy. And God, we just lift you up on this day. And God, we say that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And God, we just thank you, Lord, that our joy will be fulfilled, God, in every area of our lives right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, Lord, for not by power nor by might, but it's by your spirit that you move upon us right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lift up, oh God, your word right now. God, we said let the power of your word manifest throughout the lands right now in the name of Jesus. God, we said let the spiritual ears and eyes of your people be open right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you, Lord, for strength, God. We thank you, Lord, for endurance right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you that you call us to come fitly joined together. And God, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy being rich upon us on this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Today, you know, we thank Father God for creating fathers, earthly fathers. He created earthly fathers to love, protect, and provide through him. We thank the fathers and the mothers that God chose to bring us up, to birth us into this world. Today, we honor fathers. Tomorrow is Father's Day, but we are honoring fathers. And, you know, we're supposed to honor our fathers every day. But we're going to do this on today. We're going to do a special honor, fathers. We honor you, and we realize that you are the greatest father, Father God. And we thank you for the earthly fathers that you chose to give us here on the earth. Your word says that you we are to honor our father and our mother so that we can live long upon the earth. So, Father, we thank you for creating our fathers who love, protect, nurture, correct, even with the rod, now as we are, and now and as we were growing up. They worked hard. They did without what they needed to make sure we had what we needed. So we honor fathers today. Today, our dads, we thank Father God for all the dads and the sacrifices that, you know, fathers still making for us today, those of us who have still have our fathers here on earth. Today we have some children on the line with us who want to honor their dads. So if you're on, you can press 1 and honor your father, whether he's alive or not. And you can give them expressions of love and gratitude. So if you already pressed 1, you can speak up and honor your father this morning. If you haven't pressed 1, press 1 and you can honor your fathers today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Una from Spoken Word Minister South, and I'd like to honor my Father God this day. My father died a few years ago, so I haven't got an earthly father, but I want to honor my heavenly father this day and my spiritual father that I have on earth. I just want to bless them right now and bless them. Blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be upon them. Strengthen them now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Una. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Thank you for joining us. Anybody else want to honor your father this morning? Press 1. Okay, hold on 1 second, please.
My father and I have grown closer in the last 5 years, and I thank God for that.
Amen, Karen. All right. Okay, 269-344, you're on the air. You wanted to say something? Hello? 269-344, you're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hello?
I would like to honor my father. He's not with us right now, but I just like to honor him. And he was my stepdad, but he was the best stepdad that could ever have been given. And he taught me so much. He loved me. He gave me confidence when I needed it. He gave me love. He taught me how to smile. He got me out of some big trouble that I was in when I was younger. I was in a really bad car accident, and he encouraged me to drive again. He had faith and confidence in me, and I miss him a lot. And I just love him, and he was the best example of a dad, not even saying a stepfather. He was my father, even though he wasn't my biological father, but he truly was my father, and I love him so much, and I miss him as I even speak about him. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Sandra. Anybody else? 407, you wanted to say something?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Sandra, I'm so glad to be on the line this morning. I give honor to my father, who's no longer here. He was a great father. He was a provider. Praise God, and that's what fathers is all about. You know, God take care of us, and our earthly fathers also take care of us. They work for us, and they feed us, and they clothe us, and I truly give a big shout-out to my dad, who is gone. He passed away in 2000. So thank the Lord for the show. It's wonderful.
All right. Thank the Lord, Sister Bonnie, for you being on with us this morning.
Yeah, I have to leave now because I have to go to my street team meeting, but I had to stick my head in and give you some support.
Thank you so much. God bless you. You have a God-filled day. Love you.
Love you, too.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else honoring fathers today?
My stepbrother thinks of my dad as his real father now, and the first time he did, like, it took me by surprise, but now I've gotten to where, you know what, he's been in the family so long that he is now my brother. I don't think he has a stepbrother anymore.
All right. So you're honoring him. That's great. Great, Karen.
Thanks.
All right. Anybody else honoring fathers? Press 1 if you want to honor your father. Okay, wait, let me see. Anyone else want to honor fathers this morning? Press 1. Okay, someone else press 1. Hold on, please. Hey, Sister Martha from Kalamazoo, Michigan. How are you this morning?
Oh, the Lord is good. I'm blessed to be here.
I'm sorry, I can hardly hear you.
Oh, okay, I'll pick up the phone.
Hello?
Yes,
can
we
you
can hear
me
you
now?
Good.
Okay.
Yes, uh-huh.
It's been years and years and years, but my dad, he's just a kind, gentle, quiet man. He was so faithful in the job that he had to do. He was faithful at church. He sang in the choir, and I can say it to you all. I think I was his favorite out of five children. He'd always call me Puddin' and pinch my jaws and always bring me in a little cake, something he had left over from his lunch. But I think about him. He was so kind and gentle, and I just thank God that I'm his daughter. Thank you.
Amen. I remember your dad, and he was such a precious man.
I didn't know you were that old.
You look just like your dad. I thank God for him.
Thank you.
Anybody else? We're honoring fathers this morning. Of course, we're honoring our Heavenly Father, too. We're not forgetting him. We're honoring our earthly fathers today. Anybody else? Press one. All right. Okay, if you decide to honor your dad a little later in the show, you can press one. All right. Even though, you know, I want to thank everybody who came on and who spoke up, you know, honoring their fathers this morning, you know, because, you know, God created fathers and our dads. I thank God for, you know, the order he put in the family. So we're thanking God for dads today. You know, today is Father's Day, but I want to honor a great woman of God, my Aunt Mildred. You know, she was coming on every Saturday morning faithfully and singing praises unto God. She's 100 years old right now, but she's going to have a birthday this Monday. So we're wishing her a speedy recovery, full recovery. She will be 101 years old Monday. The Lord say the same. She was born in 1910 in Jacksonville, Florida. So I want to say happy birthday to my Aunt Mildred. I don't know that she's listening right now, but anyway, I want to just say happy birthday to her and that we truly miss her and we wait for her to come back on.
Yeah.
Well, this morning we have another woman of God from Los Angeles, California, Sister Barbara Hayes. Are you on the line, Sister Barbara?
Yes, good morning, Carissa.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, and I enjoyed listening to all your callers this morning. And
Amen. So she's going to do something this morning, a prayer this morning. So we thank you for being on.
And you asked me to write a poem about fathers. So I wrote one last night. Can you hear
Amen.
Me? Okay. And I honor my father who's with the Lord. He was a wonderful father, and I thank my heavenly father for blessing me with a wonderful earthly father. Oh, the title of my poem is just simple. It's called Fathers. Whether your child is a girl or a boy, hugs of love and kisses gives them joy. It is important to be kind to their mother, demonstrating love, respect for each other. Don't tell your children, do what I say, not what I do. Be an example because they are watching you. Train your children from biblical principles, the best instruction ever. It's easy and simple. Role models should be our fathers and mothers, looking unto them, not to others. Practice the golden rule in your daily life. It is the rule taught by Jesus Christ. Anyone can plant a male seed. He who nurtures and provides is a father indeed. That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
She's encouraging fathers to be good examples.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I mean, I gave her such short notice, but I tell you what, God just poured that into you, and you poured it into us. So we thank you so much, Sister Barbara.
Thank you.
And you know what? I'm so grateful because it's about 6:30 there in where you are, right?
Yes.
6:30 a.m., but she pressed her way to get up. So we're grateful that you could join us. And thank you so much. Tell your husband I said Happy Father's Day.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for being on. Today is Father's Day on Bible Storyland. We are grateful for fathers. I decree and declare that fathers would love their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, and leave this kind of love as a legacy for their children and their future generations. I decree and declare that fathers who are out of place as fathers would rise up and take their rightful place as fathers in their children's lives. I decree and declare that grandfathers and uncles would be as fathers to the children and their families who have lost their fathers or who do not have active fathers in their lives. I decree and declare that children everywhere are obedient to their fathers and live long lives. I decree and declare that fathers would not provoke their children to wrath, that is to cause them, you know, bitterness in life, but instead bringing them up in Christian discipline and instruction. All right, we have another precious woman of God with us this morning, Marva Salary. Are you on the line, Sister Marva? Plus one if you're on the line, Marva Salary. Okay, she may not be on yet. All right, we're thanking God for you who are on and those who are coming on. All right, this morning, I think she's coming on just a little bit later. So let's see here. Hold on 1 second, please. Good morning, Sister Brenda.
Good morning, dear. How are you?
Okay, you wanted to say something this morning?
I'd like to say good morning to our listening audience, and God bless you, and I concur with you in your decreeing and declaring, and that's why I'm really enjoying the program.
Amen. Thank you. All right. This morning we are blessed to have a mighty man of God with us who is full of the Word of God. He's from Spoken Word Ministries, where Apostle Kimberly and Ardell Daniels are the overseers. We welcome to our show Apostle Clark, who will speak to us this morning as the Lord is leading him. Good morning, Apostle Clark.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
All right, we're so happy you're here to join us and to bring the word this morning. So let God have his way.
Yes, ma'am. And Father God, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for every listening ear. And God, we bind up every assignment, God, to come to steal, kill, and destroy. God, every distraction, God, we just bind up those assignments right now in Jesus' name. But God, we said let the word of the Lord come forth with power and precision in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, sister, I thank you for having me online. You know, and I praise God for all the saints that are online. And, you know, everything that's been mentioned up to this point lines up to the things that the Lord had been dealing with me concerning the word this morning. And the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. And it's several areas that the Lord had directed me in this morning. And one of them was in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, when the people were really discouraged. And they had a lot of things and a lot of opposition coming up against them. And Jeremiah, in Nehemiah 8 and 10, it says, then he said to them, go your way and eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither ye be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that's what I want to remind the listeners today, is that the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. Joy is an emotion that the Lord wants us to be fulfilled in. And in here we see that the people of God had did a great work. They had built the wall, and they were establishing some things in the cities and in the communities. But the word of God had to come and remind them that the joy of the Lord truly was their strength. You know, sorrows come to take away our joy and come to take away our peace. And that word joy in that particular part of the text, it means to rejoice and to be glad in the Lord. And so we want to rejoice on this day. We want to be glad in the Lord. And any turmoil, anything that comes to distract us, we know that it comes to take away from our joy. And also in Psalms 22, I want to go there right quick. Psalms 22, where David, it was a lot that he was going through during that time. And in Psalms 22 and 25, he says, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear him. It said, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. It said, they shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. It said that the meek, the ones that are humble, shall eat and be satisfied. And this is where joy and praise is created. When the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, you know, the things that he give us to eat, and he calls us to be satisfied with those things. You know, so many things are going on in the earth today where people are just not satisfied, and it's killing their joy, and it's killing their praise that they're supposed to have for God. But in here, David he's went through so many different things. There's a lot of distress in this particular part of the chapter, but he talks about how the Lord has delivered his soul, and he's reminded of the things that God has already done. And in 26, he says that the meek shall be satisfied. And he said that they shall praise the Lord that seek him. And it said that your heart shall live forever. And so that's a reminder for us that even though things are going on around us, because the Lord said many are the affliction of the righteous, but he deliver us from them all. But it says also in here that if we seek him, it said if we praise and we seek the Lord, it said that our heart shall live forever. You know, in the New Testament, it talks about men's hearts are failing. You know, it's fear that comes upon man. It's things that happen that take away our joy, that keep us from praising the Lord. And so I just want to remind you on this day that the meek is the ones that shall inherit the earth. And I want to go to Isaiah 56 and 7 also. Isaiah 56 and 7. Even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. In 7, it's talking about how it said that when we come to this holy mountain, it said for us to make a joyful noise in the house of the Lord. That word joyful, it means to spin around and to be under an influence of any violent emotion. It means to rejoice and also to be glad. He said that his house shall be known as a house of prayer, but what he says in this scripture preceding to it being called a house of prayer, he talks about the joy. He said, and make them joyful in my house, because my house is called a house of prayer. And so we're called to walk in the joy. We're called to maintain joy, called to spread joy. You know, we're called to bring joy in the workplace, everywhere that we go. Our families are supposed to enjoy the joy that we walk in. You know, the joy of the Lord truly is my strength. And when it talks about strength in that scripture, it means that's a place of fortification. That's a place of strength. That means that when the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, that is a safe place. That's a strong place. And that's where the old saying of the saints used to say that the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, so the world can't take it away. And so this is a particular joy that he says shall rest in the house of the Lord. Now, I went through three scriptures, and the people had to be reminded, and even David had to be reminded of how God had delivered him. See, in your remembrance, God wants you to remember him and his mighty exploits and how he delivered you. He always reminded the children of Israel, when I brought you out of Egypt. See, it creates joy when you remember. God gave us a remembrance for a reason. It wasn't so that we remember the bad things and we remember the hurts and we remember the disappointments, but it's so that joy can be restored. Oh, when I think about how my father, he got saved a week before he died. Every time I remember that, even during a time of hardship, the joy of the Lord rise up on the inside of me. Yeah, saints, God gave you remembrance for a reason. It ain't so that you keep things locked up in a particular order, and it ain't so that you keep bondages locked up. It's so that you can remember. It's a time when you got to remember where you were and where he delivered you from. You know, I remember my dear mother telling me how she almost got hit by an 18-wheeler, and she said that she heard something say, don't move. but it was the Lord. Do you know when I go through hard times, I think about her testimony? I think about the testimony how that morning when she got up, she stopped because she heard the voice of the Lord, and it became part of my joy. See, it said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Testimonies mm-hmm. create joy. They create peace. I love to hear a testimony of healing and a testimony of deliverance and testimonies of salvation. These are the things that become the strength. It said that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And David said that as he sought the Lord, he praised the Lord. It was brought back to his remembrance all the things that the Lord had done. And here in Isaiah 56 and 7, it says that his house, he said, and make them joyful in my house, which is a house of prayer. He said, make them joyful in my house, their burnt offerings and all the sacrifices that we make as a people upon the altar. He said, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. And I got one more scripture I want to go to. Let's go to John 17.
Would someone mute your phone? Because
thank you for your word. We glorify you. John 17. This is a prayer that Jesus had for the church. It said, in 17 and 9, it said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for thou art thine, and all mine are thine, and mine and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I came to thee. I own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. It said, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scriptures may be fulfilled. In 13, and now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. This is another promise where the Lord said, he asked that the joy be fulfilled on the inside of us. This is a prayer that the Lord prayed concerning the saints. Now, that word joy in this particular part of the text, it means to be cheerful. It means to be calm. It means to be delight. It means to have delight. It means to be to operate in gladness and exceedingly joy. Now, saints, when you are interrupted in life with the cares of life and situations and circumstances, the first thing that the enemy want to take away is joy. It says in this particular text, he said, now that they may be cheerful, that they also may be calm. And so when you know when there's a problem because these things are interrupted, when it's hard for you to focus, hard for you to concentrate, you know, it's hard for our children to have joy and peace in school, they don't enjoy doing the things of God, it's because this scripture is not being fulfilled. He prayed that we be full of joy. He said, now, I speak that they may have my joy and may be fulfilled. That means that God wants us glad. He wants us happy. He wants us cheering. And see, when we say that the joy of the Lord is our strength, you know there's people looking at you and looking at the way you carry yourself. They're looking at your character, and they're also looking at your joy.
Ooh.
Now, look. He says, so that you be fulfilled. Now, the word fulfilled, it means to replete. That means that this thing need to keep reoccurring. The joy need to be refilled over and over and over again. It's a perpetual joy. My joy got to keep going. I got to keep growing in joy. And that's why God always remind me of where I come from. Each one of us got a place that we come from. Each one of us got an awesome testimony. But it says also in Revelation that they overcame. See, we overcome us
because of where he brought us from. He always reminds us of what it was. Now, your joy can also work to show you what it could have been, and that creates joy also. And this is where the praise is created. It's created because we realize who he is. And in that word fulfillment, it also means to furnish. That means that when he said that, I want them full of my joy, and I want it to be fulfilled. That means that everything to bring forth this joy, the Lord is going to furnish it. He furnishes it through his word. It's a divine influence. It's where the Holy Ghost comes in, and he reminds you of those things. This is why, one of the reasons why we have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one that brings things back to our remembrance. He brings the word back to our remembrance. He brings situations back to our remembrance. He brings back that thing where you should have died. He brought back that thing where you should have been hurt in the situation, but you walked out of the situation. See, this is where the joy of the Lord is created. It's created inside of our testimony. I pray not. In 14, it said, I have given them the word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. It says, sanctify them through the word of truth, and thy word is truth. And he said, thou hast sent me unto the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And so as the Lord fill you with the joy and the peace and those promises that he called each one of us to walk in, guess what? He's called us to go into the world. And the world don't know the joy that the Lord gives, but it's up to us as saints of God to spread the joy. But in this particular prayer, do you remember he first said that he prayed that they become one? Your joy. My joy helps your joy. This is where the joy of the Lord becomes our strength. You know, I'm a brother that's called to remind you. You know, you're a sister that's called to remind. You remember when the Lord did this. You remember when the Lord did that. And I want to go to one more scripture in Malachi. It's in Malachi 3:16. It says, then they that feared the Lord, it said they spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and he heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and they taught, and they thought upon him. It said that they thought upon him. They always had him in mind. They always had him in remembrance. You know, sometimes when I'm driving early in the morning, I think about when I was a little boy. I think about how the hand of the Lord was upon me at that time, and it always creates joy, and joy always creates praise. Sometimes we can't praise God because we ain't got no joy. To have joy means to be calm, to be cheerful. Sometimes we can't serve God because we don't have the proper joy. But he said that they feared the Lord, and they thought upon his name. And in 17, he said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts. In that day, when I make up my jewels, I will spare them as a man spared his own son that serveth him. It said, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. It said that as they meditated on the Lord pulled them in. You know, saints, meditation of the Lord, thanking on the Lord, giving him all the praise, giving him all the glory, and giving him all the honor. This is part of who we are. Now, wherever you may be at spiritually, I don't care what age you may be at, let's begin to lift up the name of the Lord. You know, one thing that I remember is that when the apostle said, when you start your day out with praising the Lord, when you start your day out with giving him thanksgiving, you know, the joy of the Lord becomes your strength. You don't know what's going to happen in the course of that day. You know, whether you're a student, whether you're working on a 9-to-5, you don't know what's ahead in that day. But let me tell you something, when the joy of the Lord becomes your strength, you can take a licking and you can keep on ticking.
But the joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, you can take rejection. You can take, you see, God said that the world will hate you. You can take haterism. You can take envy. You can take strife. You know, your heart may feel for the person, but you can take it. We're in a generation where we're going to have to take some things. You know, we're going to have to admonish the brethren. We're going to have to remind the brethren. But first of all, the joy of the Lord has to be our strength. Now, I want to go to one more scripture. So the Corinthians, how much time do I have?
Take your time.
Okay.
All right.
I want to go to Ephesians. And I just want to remind you, saints. It said redeeming the time because of days of evil. But it goes down to 19. It says that speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord. It said giving thanks always for all things unto God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It said always giving thanks. Thanksgiving is a part of that joy. When I think about how God has delivered me and my family, how he's brought salvation, it brings that creates praise, that creates thanksgiving. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, for reminding me. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you mean to me. I thank you that you will allow my spiritual ears and eyes to be open. Lord, we want to redeem the time. We want to redeem the seasons. And, God, we just thank you, Lord, that your grace is sufficient right now. God, that you call us to be full of joy. Oh, God, you said that the joy of the Lord shall be our strength. God, we thank you, Lord, that we find joy in your word. God, we thank you that your word, God, is so powerful, God, that your word is bringing forth change, God, even as we're speaking right now. God, even as our ears are open to your word, that you're bringing forth change right now. Oh, God, we thank you for the little ones right now. Oh, God, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that they're overcomers right now. Oh, God, we said let praise come forth right now. Oh, God, even as Judah, the spirit of Judah, God, the spirit of celebration went before the army of the Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, that our praise will go, oh, God, even before the day of battle right now. And, God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, Lord. You are the God of peace right now. Oh, Lord, you are the Lord of our peace right now. And, God, we said let the righteousness of the Holy Ghost continue to stir us up right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, from California, God, to Cincinnati, God, to every city that's represented, God, throughout the United States, God, we thank you, Lord, that your word is going forth with power and precision right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, even those pains, God, that will cause us to be heavy, that will cause us to be lethargic, God, that will cause us to be tired, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, that your grace and your mercy, God, oh, God, that we can see, God. Let us be able to see, God. Oh, God, the wonderful works that you've done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, I just want to go to one more scripture in closing out.
Amen.
In Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, the power of the anointed, for the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And it said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. It said that they overcame him by the blood. And God, I thank you for the blood of the Lamb. I thank you for a revelation of that great blood being released over every household. And, God, I thank you for the word of the testimony. And it's saying in the scripture that our testimony is part of our overcoming. Our being able to say it is part of our overcoming. Our testimony is designed to help us and also help the ones that hear. Our testimony is supposed to bring joy and peace in situations where chaos and confusion has risen. But your testimony will put out a fire. Your testimony will stop the hands of the enemy in a situation in a person's life. And then he goes on to say that, therefore rejoice ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down. And he's talking about, he said now he said those testimonies have created, he said in the testimonies of the Lord is where the strength is. And he said also that they not love their lives. They didn't care about life. Life didn't matter anymore. And then he said, rejoice for the ones that are in the heavens, because we're seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. We're at the right hand of the Father through Christ Jesus. He said, rejoice because of where you are. But he makes a decree. He said, now, a loud voice say that salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and of our Christ has come. Hallelujah. But he said, now look. He said that they overcame him by that precious blood and by the word of their testimony. And God, I thank you for the testimonies, Lord. And Lord, I thank you for the testimonies that even begun before we knew you. Lord, you loved us before we loved you. God, you knew us before we was in our mother's womb. And God, we appreciate you. God, we lift you up right now. God, I thank you for a time of rejoicing right now. God, let the joy of the Lord be the strength, God. We said, let a spirit of joy come upon us right now. And God, as joy come upon us, God, we said, let the praise and the thanksgiving come to new levels right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the apostolic and the prophetic anointings right now. God, we said, let us become one with our brothers and sisters, God, so that the world will know that we have been sent right now. Oh, Lord, even in St. John, God, as you said, that they become one. God, we said, let us have one voice and one vision. And we said, let the ministry of Jesus Christ go forth, Father, with power and precision, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that, oh, God, that the blood of Jesus, God, is being applied over every one of our doorposts right now. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for, oh, God, your supernatural provisions right now, that you're Jehovah Jireh right now. Oh, God, we break worryation. We break every spirit of frustration, God. Even those things that come to drain the strength and the energy of the saints, God, we break those assignments right now in Jesus' name. And, God, we said let love come forth, God, with power and precision. God, I thank you for love covers a multitude of sin right now. And, God, we said let our love go forth, God, with splendor, God. And we'll be careful, God, to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a mighty powerful word that was. I thank you, Apostle. That was a great word. For those of you who didn't get the scriptures that he gave, the first one was Nehemiah 8:10. Go back and read the word. And, you know, the word. Read the word. Psalms 22:25-26. Isaiah 56:7. John 17. Revelations 12:10. So I thank you for that word, Apostle. Remember God, because it creates joy. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. And even David, you know, he praised God daily. He praised him so much one time he just worshiped and praised out of his clothes. So that's some hard praise, and we got to continually. You know, when we get into situations that look like, you know, we can't do nothing about, praise him, give him thanks. So, Apostle, thank you so much for the mighty word you gave us, the encouraging word. I appreciate it. And hang on, Apostle, we're going to call you back for prayer in a little bit.
Yep.
All right. I believe we have Sister Marva Savage, Sister Marva Salary on the line with us now.
Good morning, Saints.
Oh, good morning. We're ready
you.
For
good
that.
Good morning, Saints.
On the praise.
Hallelujah. As listening to our teacher for the day closing his message with joy, I had one song in mind, but what better song could I do than to do this one? Okay, I'm going to lay the phone down just a little. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. To me, all the Holy Ghost that I have.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh my God, Marva, I appreciate that. This joy that the this joy that we have, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it. You know who give us joy? Hallelujah. The Lord give us joy. And with that joy we have the strength of the Lord. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. God bless you and your family.
What a blessing.
Yeah, she's from Jacksonville, Florida, and I met her in a Walmart. And the Lord just hooked us up. So I thank God for you, Sister.
Thank you. And I have one of my prayer partners on this morning, too, Sister Gatlin, Sister Delia Winston of Jacksonville. And it's been a blessing for what the teaching we've heard this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm Delia Winston. And my prayer partner, Sister Salary, the life that she sings about, that's the way she is every day.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
I met her in Walmart. She was praising the Lord.
Hallelujah. What a blessing.
Well, it's a blessing to have both of you with us this morning. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. It won't be our last time.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you. Praise God for you.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right. Today, we honor Fathers on Bible Storyland. We honor you for your hard work and dedication to your families, fathers, working overtime, working to help, you know, help at home, fixing things around the house, helping cook meals, bathing the children, saying prayers for the family, calling prayer time. We honor you, fathers, for being the head of your family and for making sure they're provided for now and in the future. And we just honor you, fathers, for taking time out to instruct your children and to train them in the ways of God. We honor you for your love and patience with your children. We honor you for the sacrifices you are making to make sure they are protected. So we just thank you this morning. You know, we just bless the Lord for you, fathers. And remember to pray for our fathers daily. They need prayer. You know, we pray for the children all the time, but we need to pray for fathers also, so don't forget to pray for your own fathers as well as other fathers. We honor you, for fathers, for correcting your children, not sparing the rod or spoiling them. We honor you for all the times you've given up things, you know, that you wanted to do to spend time with your family. We thank God for carefully watching over you as you watch over your children. We honor you for your prayers that you continually pray for your families. We honor you, fathers, for being the peacemakers and making sure your children are getting along well with each other and other children. We honor you for your strength and your endurance and the love you have for your family. All the things that you did and are doing for your family, even those things they don't remember, or those things that, you know, you did behind the scenes. You know, the boss said, work overtime. You know, your children asked you for something, and you know, like Father God, you're trying to give it to them, and they don't realize that you're working overtime so that you can get them that Nintendo or whatever game they want, or you can allow them to, you know, get an outfit that they want. They don't realize it, but we thank you for that, fathers. Fathers, you are loved and appreciated today and every day. Now, there are two men that I want to honor today in my life. The first one was my father, Hillman Gantling. He's going on to be with the Lord, but he was my birth father. He gave who the Lord gave me as my birth father. I honor him for the love he had for his family, the hard work he did. You know, even though my father was blind, you know, he had much wisdom. And we'd be walking down the street in Jacksonville, and people would say, little girl, where are you taking that blind man? I said, I'm not taking him. He's taking me. You know, my father, you know, he could go all over Jacksonville. God gave him, you know, a keen vision, even though he was blind. And sometimes during windy times, I can remember he would get turned around and get lost. I look out the window and I see him going this way. I turn around and I run outside and I say, oh, Daddy, go this way. And he'd go on about his business to the barbershop or wherever he was going. And I can remember one time, you know, my dad and I loved to have fun together, and he was riding my bicycle, and it was a telephone pole in the way. And I said, Daddy, watch out. He said, I know that telephone pole's there. So,
You know, fathers, you can have fun with your children. You can enjoy. Even though my dad was blind, you know, I thought he was going to run into that telephone pole, but he remembered it was there. So, you know, fathers, have fun with your children. Enjoy your children because they grow up so quick. Looked like it was just last week that my father was riding the bicycle, you know, and now I'm in my 60s, but I thank God I can remember the good times that we had. So I want to say to my father, you know, my daddy used to say, well, daddy, I lived in another state, and I'd be on the phone, and I said, well, daddy, I'm going to let you go. He said, no, you're not going to ever be able to let me go. So he was right. So, I love my father to this day. I will always love him. The second man I want to honor today is Frank Hart Sr. He is my surrogate father. He helped raise me from the ages of 12 to 17 years young. I lived with him and his family, my sister, my niece, and my nephew. And, you know, Frank was a young man, but he made sure that I had plenty of food to eat. He was a good provider for the family. He made sure we were safe and protected. And, you know, sometimes the weather would be cold. He would check the furnace to make sure everything was going well and, you know, making sure we were, you know, going to school as we were supposed to and just taking care of all the, you know, the household. So I appreciate you, Frank. He's on the line now. He's 10 years older than me, but, you know, he was very mature for his age and willing to contribute. He contributed greatly to my life. And, you know, sometimes when I think of how he sacrificed, I just thank God for you, Frank. I love you. And don't you ever feel that you are not loved, because you are loved. And I thank God for you being on the line every Saturday. He comes on and he supports me. So, Frank, I love you and I thank God for you. Right now we're going to have Karen Attell pray another praise song. There? Hello? Someone has their TV on in the background. Would you turn it down for us or off, please? Thank you. There?
Well, this is my father's world, in case y'all didn't hear that.
Okay, yeah, it was a lot of noise, so thank you.
All right.
You'll never be as fast as me.
For that song, thank you so much. All right, this morning the lines are open for prayer. The lines are open for prayer. So anyone who needs prayer, if you're not on the line, press 1. And I want my first request is for my Aunt Mildred and my cousin Mavis. Both of them are having a birthday this coming week, and I pray that you would, I'm asking for excellent health and strength in their bodies. So the lines are open. Press 1 if you haven't already pressed 1 for prayer. Prayer request. Someone's still making quite a bit of noise in the background. If you could mute your phone, we would appreciate it. There's some kind of noise, a TV or children or something. Please mute your phone. Thank you so much. All right, it's 269. Martha, is that you?
Yes, Sister Carita, I'd like prayer for my ex-husband, Charles Jones. He's in Chicago in the hospital, so I'm just asking prayer for him, for his problems. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? If you've already pressed one, you can speak. Prayer requests are being taken.
Brenda has laid on
that
my heart
music
last
in the background.
To be praying for my ex-husband. I'll take you up on that, Martha. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay, Karen. All right. Thank you for muting your phone, whoever had the music noise in the background. Thank you so much. All right. Press 1 if you need prayer. If you're already on, you can make a prayer request. Okay, I want
my name
to know
is...
now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
This is Diana, and I would like prayer for a friend of mine. His name is Derek, and he's the mighty man of God, but the devil is really trying to take him out. So if you could pray for him and his situation.
All right, who's this?
Diana. Diana Ward.
Okay, yeah, there's some noise still in the background. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. All right, Diana Ward. Okay, I'm going to call on you for that song in a few minutes. I haven't forgotten you. Okay, for your friend Jerry. Okay, any more prayer requests? Press 1 if you haven't already pressed 1. Also, we're going to take some more. I think maybe some more people want to honor their fathers a little bit later, so we'll take those in a little while. Even if your father's not on the line, you can still honor them. Okay, prayer requests. Sister Brenda, you want a prayer for someone, your niece?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. She had a stroke last September, and she's paralyzed on her left side. So we need prayer for her.
Okay. Recovery from stroke. Letitia, right?
Yes.
Okay. And during the week, you know, when you got a minute, you know, flip the TV off and say a prayer for, you know, these people that we're praying for today and anybody else the Lord leads you to pray for. All right. Any more prayer requests this morning? Press 1 if you're not already on the line. Okay. All right. So far we have prayer for Aunt Mildred and Mavis, strength in their bodies and healing. Sister Martha's ex-husband, Charles, is in the Jones in the hospital. Karen's ex-husband, Diane Ward, a friend of hers, Derek. And did you say he was sick, Sister Diane, or what did you say? You just need prayer?
He's not ill. He just has some personal issues that
Okay, thank you. And the next one is Letitia, recovery from stroke. Anybody else? Press 1. Okay, generally we have a sister, Brenda Lombard, Evangelist Lombard, leading in prayer, but this time she requested that Apostle Clark lead us in prayer for those people who requested prayer and you know, for... You know, all of us on the line and those of us who are connected and anybody else that we're connected to. So, Apostle Clark, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Rabasoro mashalalabasokoro mashakarabase. And Father God, we thank you, we glorify you, we lift you up right now. And God, we just lift up Mavis and Mildred right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them. And God, we thank you, Lord, for strength and endurance in their body right now. God, we speak virtue back into their body right now. And God, we thank you for healing right now. And Lord, we said by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed right now. And God, I just thank you, Lord, that... Oh, God, that you will bring forth, God, even a fresh anointing upon their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just lift up oh, God, Charles Jones right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him, Father. And, God, we just thank you, Lord, for divine health and healing being strong upon him right now. God, we thank you, Lord, for a fresh touch right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we said, let his spiritual ears and eyes be open right now in the name of Jesus, God. We said, let the hope of his calling be upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I said, let the spirit of salvation, God, be solidified in every area of his life right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, I said, give him comfort and give him peace right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we just lift up, oh, God, Derek right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him, God, and we break those assignments, God, that come to destroy him right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord, oh, God, for, oh, God, putting mentors around him right now. God, we thank you for your word, God, that is manifesting in his life right now in the name of Jesus. God, we break every struggle, God, every assignment against him right now. God, even those things, God, that come to, oh, God, pour him, God, in the wrong place at the wrong time, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we said, let the power of your word continue to manifest right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we said, let the spirit of salvation, healing, and deliverance, God, let it be strong upon him right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give him the strength, God, to even walk away from those situations and circumstances right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give him, God, even the strength, God, to cast his cares upon you, Father. Oh, God, I lift each one of these people up, God, and I thank you, Lord, that you would give them the strength, God, to cast all their cares upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Even those things that will cause them to be cloudy and confused, we break those assignments right now in Jesus' name. And, God, we just lift up this young lady, God, oh, God, recovering from the stroke right now, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her body right now. God, we command even her left side of her body, God, to line up with your perfect will right now, in the name of Jesus, God. Those things that are stuck in limbo, God, those areas of her body, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you, Lord, for healing and virtue being restored in her body right now in the name of Jesus. God, every death sentence that's been released over her out of the mouths of the doctors, God, we break those assignments right now in the name of Jesus. God, every mind binding, every mind control spirit that's been assigned against her, God, we destroy the works of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. God, even those things that come in through the left side of the brain, God, those things that have shut down, oh, God, we command those things to awaken right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we said, let the joy of the Lord be her strength right now. God, I thank you for a testimony of healing and deliverance being strong upon her life right now. God, I thank you, Lord, that she shall become a sign and a wonder right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for Derek. I thank you for Charles Jones right now. I thank you for Sister Martha's ex-husband right now. And, Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. And, God, I thank you, Lord, that you are the one that brings forth restoration, healing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, I just give you all the praise, glory, and honor, God, for the Father today. Oh, God, that you would strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus, God. We said we appreciate our fathers right now. God, we appreciate the spirit of fatherhood right now. God, that you are restoring the heart of the children, of the father to the children and the children to the father right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you're bringing forth healing in our land and our community right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, as a people, God, we humble ourselves right now, oh, God, and we turn from every wicked, diabolical plan of the enemy. And, God, we said bring forth healing, God, in the land. And Father, in Jesus' name, God, that you will repair relationships right now in the name of Jesus, God, that God, even during this season, God, during the time of Jubilee, God, that things will restore right now. God, that you would give these people, God, even the ability to forgive and to let go right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would give them the ability to forgive and to let go right now. God, that you would give Derek the ability to forgive and to let go right now. Oh, God, every spirit of malice and contention as a sign against him, God, we break the bands of wickedness right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle. We appreciate you. Thank you for those prayers. The prayers, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I thank you for those effectual fervent prayers. Well, another woman of God that is gifted with song and praise, Sister Diane Ward, is going to sing a song unto the Lord for us this morning. Good morning, Sister Diane.
Good morning. How are you? Good
morning.
I'm doing great. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. I haven't even met her yet, but I look forward to meeting you.
Okay, that sounds great. And there's a song that just, I had something else in mind that I was going to sing, but this one just It's in my heart right now for me to sing. I worship you, Almighty God. And that is what I long to do. And I'll give you praise, for you are my righteousness. And I worship you, Almighty God, 'cause there is none like you. And there is none like you. And no one else can touch my heart like you do. And I have searched for eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. And that is my testimony. There is none like him. I have searched all over the world, but my Heavenly Father, there is none like him. And I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Diane. I worship the Almighty God, and truly there is none like our Father. None can compare to his greatness. He is great, he is mighty, he's our everything. So we thank you for that song. Now, to Father God, to the greatest Father of all, we honor you today, Father God. We honor Father God, our Creator. He is our shepherd. 1 Chronicles 29:10 says, may you be blessed. Praise, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Greatness, power, splendor, glory, and majesty are yours, Lord, because everything in heaven and in earth is yours. The kingdom is yours, Lord, and you are honored as the head of all things. Riches and honor are in front of you. You rule everything. You hold power and strength in your hands, and you make everyone great and strong. Oh, God, we thank and praise your wonderful name. But who am I and who are my people that you are able to give so generously? We give only what has come from your hands. You are a father to us who has no father, and a judge to the widows is God in his holy habitation. But now, Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are the potter. We are the work of your hands. Our Father in heaven, let your name be holy. Let your name be kept holy. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive others. Don't allow us to be tempted. Instead, rescue us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. Amen. All right, we have a little time for testimonies. Anybody have a testimony? This is testimony time. Anybody have a brief testimony this morning? And also, at this time, we're going to honor more fathers. So if you're on and you haven't honored your father, you can do so if you'd like to. You can speak up and honor your father. All right, you're already on the air.
Hey, Clarita.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Gloria Dean.
Okay, speak louder, Gloria. I can hardly hear you.
Gloria Dean, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you better.
Okay, I just want to thank some of my sons. In other words, I just want to thank God for the program today and everyone that's ministered and sung is beautiful. Thank God for every word that's been brought forth concerning God, concerning Father's Day. Praise God, because we do have to honor fathers. Praise God, and it could be every day. But right now is always the time set aside. But I just want to say, I think I have a few sons on the line, one or two or three. I don't know if they're still on the line. But
okay.
I just want to tell them, Happy Father's Day. Have
Amen.
A great Father's Day. And if any of you are on the line, just say hello. Okay, that's all I want to say, Caritha. And God bless every father that's on the line and every father that's not on the line. We bless all fathers today. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
Amen. If anyone's on the line, that's Glory Dean's grandson, Glory Dean's son, press 1. She's honoring you all today. That's a great thing to do. Mothers honoring their sons for Father's Day. Hallelujah.
And I forgot to say also, my daughter, she should be on. Happy Father's Day to my my son-in-laws, too. I don't want to forget that.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. Great
yes.
son-in-laws I do have. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. That's Glory Dean Shiloh from New Orleans, Louisiana. I do see someone else on here from New Orleans, but they did not press 1. The 501-427. If you have something you want to say, press 1, please. All right, we have people on from Ohio, all over. So we're thanking God for each one of you from Jacksonville, all over the United States, wherever you may be. Press 1 if you want to honor your father, or if you have a brief testimony. Anybody with a brief testimony?
Sister G, this is Brenda, and I would like to honor my late father, William Lombard Sr. He was a great dad, and I thank God for him, and I want to also honor my 4 brothers because we love them dearly, especially William, who's kind of like the head of our family. Now, he's a younger man, but he's been a blessing to our family. I just want to thank God for the examples to us. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak. I really enjoyed the message, Apostle Clark. And I want to say to the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And I do hope that, you know, that the fathers would rise up and lead their families in going to church, and that they would begin, you know, to make a journal, begin to speak to the children about the testimonies that they have of how the Lord had delivered and blessed them as men, and that they would begin to impart to their children the fact that serving God is fun, and that they would rise up and live lives of commitment and integrity before the Lord. We need more men such as that. Thank God for you, Apostle Paul and Carissa.
Thank God for you, Sister Brenda. Any more testimonies? All right. Any more? Anyone want to say a brief word? All right. Okay. Well, like I said, today is we're honoring fathers. It is Joyful Praise Day. So don't forget, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise the Lord. From the time you get up to the time you go to bed, in the shower, in the car, in the kitchen cooking, on your job, praise him. He is worthy to be praised. Wherever you go, praise the Lord. You know, he is our creator. He was the one who breathed breath into our bodies, not the doctor when he spanked us. It was God. So I thank the Lord for life and life more abundantly. You know, I'm so glad you could join us this morning on Bible Storyland. You are appreciated. And I thank God for each one of you. God bless you. We're looking forward to speaking with you next week on Bible Storyland at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love you. I thank God for each of you. Tell the good news of Jesus everywhere you go. So unless anybody else have anything to say, Karen, I tell is going to play us praise music until, you know, everybody hangs up. So, Karen, I'm so grateful to you. I thank God for you coming on faithfully every week. And I thank God for all of you who participated, who came on, even if you didn't say anything. I just thank God for each of you. I love you, and we'll speak to you next week. Anybody else have anything to say before Karen plays? All right.
All right, here I go. And we're going to do just a closer walk with thee.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we still have about three more people on, Karen. We're waiting for them to hang up whenever they like. Okay, everybody. Love you all. Talk to you soon. You all can hang up now.